I'm always happy when we are able to present somebody with music and spirit, a creative spirit that's here to share this morning. We'll talk a little bit more about her after the first song. And to her, let me introduce you to Jess Spitzora.
You get lost in the lies that set me free, so concerned about who you need to be, and always looking over your cold shoulder. See who's judging you.
You've got Jess Spitzora, and tell me, well, first tell me about that song.
Well, that's a song called Inside Out. I wrote it about a couple years ago, so yeah.
I like it.
Thank you.
And tell me about yourself. You're 17, right?
Yep.
And are you going into your senior year?
Yes, I am.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Plum.
The Mustangs, home of the Mustangs. And when did you start playing guitar and writing music?
Well, I started playing guitar about 5 years ago, but I started singing and doing shows 3 years ago.
What got you interested in doing that? Not everybody at the age of 14 would think about doing that.
Yeah, it was very strange. Ever since I was about 8 years old, I've always wanted to do it. Let's say I was really influenced by watching other singers and performers on TV. And, you know, somehow I thought, wow, I got to do that. So I did.
Any in particular strike you when you were like Taylor Swift? Probably, maybe.
Well, my idol is actually Avril Lavigne.
Ah, yeah.
So she plays a few instruments. So, of course, I had to learn those instruments. But
I only mentioned Taylor because so many people will mention Taylor
she
Swift.
She is great, too.
What instruments do you play in addition to guitar?
Piano, drums, and violin.
That's great. Now, you've played out a bit.
Yeah.
And what is it? What's it like to play for your peers? Have you done that in any school shows at all or near where you live?
Not really, actually. It's surprising how many people from my school really don't know that I do this.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, I usually play in restaurants and bars and everything. So I'm really more targeted towards the older crowd most of the time.
I was curious about that, and I doubt you're deliberately trying to keep it a secret, but you know, because I started doing radio things when I was in high school, actually even a little bit younger, and there were people that didn't know it either, and it's just that I didn't walk around advertising it.
Yeah.
I wasn't hiding it either, but it is funny how people don't seem to make that connection.
Yeah.
What other things were you involved with as a student?
Well, I'm involved with arts, and I used to play softball, and mostly just music now.
Yeah. You must, are you working towards an album? Have you written a lot of songs?
Yeah, I have, but I actually have 2 songs on iTunes now. But eventually I would like to, you know, get a deal or whatever.
That's great.
Make an album.
Do you have any shows coming up that we should mention?
Yeah, I actually have one tonight at Sam's Tavern in the Wall. It starts at 9.
And where is it? Is it in Wall, PA? Or
It's formerly known as the Aspinwall Grill. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know right where that's the wall, the Aspinwall. There's also, yeah. I don't know if you know, there's a town in the Mon Valley called Wall, Pennsylvania.
No.
I thought that might be it. Have you thought about what you're going to do after you graduate? Your parents had me ask that. No, I'm sorry.
No.
I don't mean to ask all these questions.
Yeah.
But
it is an interview.
Yeah.
I'm doing some college visits this summer. Definitely doing music. That's the main goal. But, you know, you always have to have a backup plan in case it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really interested in psychology and marketing and stuff like that. So.
And do you think music ed or performance? Maybe not sure yet.
Yeah, not sure yet. Yeah. I don't know.
Because you mentioned the arts before being involved that way.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything like in band or chorus or?
I'm in orchestra.
What do you play?
Violin.
Ah, wow. So you really are a multi-instrumentalist. it's good to have you here. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge while you're on the radio still?
I just say hi to everyone who's listening. Like, they're very nice of everyone to just give it a listen.
Yeah, you're really talented.
Thank you.
I hope you'll keep in touch and let us know how you're doing. Tonight's show is in Aspinwall, mm-hmm. and it's called Sam's Tavern in the Wall.
Yep.
And what time does it start?
9 p.m.
9 p.m. And you can, you know, get a chance to see and here, 17-year-old singer-songwriter Jessica Bitsora. Do you end up doing covers at shows like that too? Or?
Yeah, since it's for usually 2 to 3 hours, I have to do some covers in there. But that's probably the only time I would do covers is for full-length shows.
And you seem very self-assured. Do you feel comfortable when you're playing for a group like that?
Yeah, it's strange. It's like a different person when I'm up there.
I can imagine. And people probably assume you're older, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
We have one more song that you're going to hear. Do you have a website or a way people can
find you? I do have a Facebook page, and you can look me up on Reverb Nation as well.
Great. And we've linked to Jess's Facebook page. It's Jessica Bitsora. Bitsura, and such a pleasure to have her here from Plum. And what's the name of the song you're going to play next?
This song is called That Smile, and it's available on iTunes.
Okay, thanks very much for being with us. Here again, Jessica Bitsora.
Thank you.
Unlock my heart, turn the keys to start. Tattoo your name, now you're driving away from me. I'm not gonna beg you, please, to stay. You've got that smile, and it's breaking my heart, now it's breaking my heart. Don't know yourself enough. No, not enough to trust. You're running out of luck. Gave you my heart, it was grief from the start. Leave me behind, you don't need me no more. Please, please stay. Now it's breaking my heart, and you don't know a thing about, now you don't know a thing about me, yeah. You've got that smile, and it's breaking my heart, now it's breaking my heart.
Jessica Bitsora, thank you, and I hope you'll keep in touch and we'll hear more from you as time goes on.
Thank you.